The Suzie Sunday Brunch Show with Clive Hilton in the community. Supporting local charities, events and social initiatives that make a refreshing difference.
So it's Easter Sunday on Suzie Sunday Brunch, and we're lucky today to be joined by Sean from Menshare Listening Group. Hi, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Not quite got into the Easter eggs yet, but I'm trying to be good with the chocolate. Now, Menshare Listening Group, this is an interesting one. We always plug you guys on, Suzie, and it's a bit of a tough subject, right? It's a bit deep for a Sunday morning, but thank you for coming along.
No worries.
So tell us about the Menshare Listening Group. What's it all about?
The Menshare Listening Group is a group which serves men out there in the community who don't have a place to go. Normally, places like the pub or recreational places and things like that. We serve men by offering them listening circles. Mm. So they can come along, talk about what's going on in their lives. It could be childhood, it could be present day, it could be pressures at home, could be marital relationship, parent alienation, addictions, and so forth. Our doors are open, really, for the men to come and talk to like-minded men and share their wounds, their shadows of what they're going through. It's not the man thing to do, to come and talk to other men. Normally there's alcohol in between that and bravado. But underneath all of that, under that kind of mask, there's men who are, you know, in dark places, but showing something different out there in society. Maybe a lot of men use humour as a defence mechanism, so they don't get to see the real them. And what we do is you come to our circles and we provide coffees, teas, biscuits, and we sit in a circle and we talk. And those men who cross the threshold take the first step to change. And with that change is, first of all, being heard. Because it's about being listened to. It's about being, when out in society, when you tell somebody that you're in a dark place or you feel depressed, the normal judgment would be, oh, what's up with you? Oh, man up.
Let's fix it.
Yeah, get to the doctors, you know, they'll sort you out. And that's not the answer. Mm. It's more spiritual and connecting. And there's nothing more powerful than a stranger listening to you and not judging you. You can tell that person anything. And the reason why you can do that is because they don't know you. Mm. Where your family, friends or employers will tell you what you need to hear. And that's not really the remedy. So men come, they sit there going, what's this all about? And they realising within 5-10 minutes that you can see the shift in their body language. They start listening to other men talking about what they're going through. And by hearing that, they connect to it. They go, oh my God, I'm going through that right now, or I've been through that. So they've got a mutual connection together, and that's how it works. That's the beauty of our work. And amongst that, you know, where there's a lot of healing.
It's incredibly powerful. I mean, I joined the Menshare Listening Group in Crawley a couple of Wednesdays ago just to sense what it was all about. And actually being a part of that circle, and just for those listening at home, you know, we all have problems in life, and we're going to get to this later in our conversations this morning. Some of us feel our problems are not big enough or worthy enough of coming along to the circle. And just to be aware, the differentiation between talking to friends in the pub, where you might scratch the surface and then joke it away or solve it, man up, as you say. The listening circle, it is a circle. You actually create a circle. It's a safe space, so there's some very strict confidentiality around it. There is no magic fix, you know, there's no silver bullet to this, but just the sharing and the conversation really, really helps. I mean, having observed that a few Wednesdays ago, and of course, you know, I was really keen to get you along here Easter Sunday, and I really appreciate you coming out of your way. You've got sessions across the Suzie area, so Hawley, East Grinstead, Crawley, Mersham.
Yeah.
We're going to mention the website in a moment. If you're listening at home, you're thinking, I'm actually okay, I don't have problems, it's worth listening up, isn't it? Because very rarely does anyone get through all of life, you know, happy all the way through.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always something which I feel is very healing in the sense of kind of challenging the what we call the barriers. A lot of people talk themselves into being all right, but they're not.
Yeah.
You know, early hours in the morning, everyone else is asleep and they're crying their eyes out downstairs. Yeah. And then not showing that to anybody. Their moods change, they go to work, people are picking up, their energy is quite low. But to them, they feel, no, I'm all right. Yeah, leave me alone, yeah. I'm all right. But in hindsight, they're not all right. And it's about ownership. It's about looking in the mirror and looking into your eyes and thinking, mm-hmm. I need help. And that's the pure power, you know, to do that takes absolute warrior energy to kind of identify that you need help, because it's the being too proud stops you from getting help.
Yeah.
And it's the being proud what can really do most damage.
And so, I think sometimes it sneaks up on you, right?
Oh,
there
yes.
can be a number of events, you think, I've got this. And it can be one very small thing. It's a little bit like work-related stress that some people will identify with, right? But home and life as a whole, it can be one little thing, then all of a sudden the cards collapse.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Dwayne very nicely is going to join us later and share his story as well and how Menchair Listening Group has helped him. Thank you very much, Sean.
Pleasure. Thank you.
So this morning we are joined by Sean from Menchair Listening Group. Of course, you can check out their website, menchairlisteninggroup.co.uk. And it's a topic dear to my heart, this, where men struggle, quite frankly, mm-hmm. to talk about problems on a deep level. We spoke a moment ago in the pub, people would talk, come together and usually laugh it off. But Menchair Listening Group is a real safe space across the Sousey area, you know, mm-hmm. Crawley, Hawley, East Grinstead and Merstham. Just, you know, for those listening at home, Easter Sunday, what sorts of issues, I guess, from COVID, relationships, addictions, what other challenges have you seen when people come to your listening circles?
Homelessness is massive. You know, we have many men contact us to see if there's any inroads to kind of, you know, the organisations where they could get some temporary accommodation. Because obviously with that, you know, if you don't have any safety needs, you know, then your psychological needs then come after that. You know, one fits the other. Mm. So many men come to us with that. Certainly with what's happening out in the world of pressures of, you know, finance and increased mortgages and things like that, strained relationships. And we find many men come to us where, you know, that their relationships are in a, you know, they're in a challenged state and they're feeling how they don't know how to deal with that. They tend to kind of possibly make the wrong decisions, i.e., you know, hit the drink or gambling or things like that.
Or be aware of options, right? I think
yeah.
this listening group is a conversational piece to tease out options, things you might not have thought about, and relationships, not just with the partner, but I guess with family, children, changing circumstances. Cost of living is a huge
everything
piece. And the event I went to on that Wednesday, a real mix of individuals, all with something to share.
Mm-hmm.
There was one chap, actually, and not to break confidentiality, who had a lot of anxiety. You could tell, didn't really want to share too much, but joined the circle, and afterwards talking to him actually benefited hugely, even though didn't say much. And this is quite common as well, where people don't think it's for them. They're not a talkative type person. They almost feel, you know, no one can help me. What would you say to them?
Well, definitely we can help you, and it's a collaborative magic in a circle. You just mentioned that, obviously you saw that and you attend, when you attended the circle. As I mentioned before, when a stranger in the beginning is looking you in the eyes when you speak, and they're acknowledging every word you're saying, and maybe a tear might fall down your face because you've been holding that for many, many years. And that man puts his hand on your shoulder to say, it's going to be all right. That is where the magic begins, because they go, you know what? I feel safe here. And I can come now and speak about however I'm feeling. I can let my tears hit the carpet and no one's going to judge me. Mm. And what the men often say is that when they come on their first evening, or when they come every week, they always have the best night's sleep that night because they've let it go. They've been carrying that for a long, long time, depending on their experiences they've been through from childhood to adulthood. So it's we call it like a kindred connection. We're not religious. We're not political. We're just a group of guys who love each other as men, and you know, and love each other in the way of if someone falls over, you run over and pick them up. Are you okay?
Yeah.
And that's what we have in the, and those men who come to us don't realise that when they bring their wounds, they bring their gifts. Because another man's wound is another man's gift, meaning if he says, I'm going through this at the moment, another man sat across from him will go, wow, I'm going through that right now. Or
it resonates.
Yeah, I've
it
been resonates. There. Yeah. And he's qualified to give him some advice.
Yeah. You are listening at home and you're a man above the age of 18 and you feel, actually, some of this is interesting. I want to explore it. Get along, check out the website, menscharelisteninggroup.co.uk. Lots and lots of sessions across Crawley, Hawley, Mersham, East Grinstead. Sean, it's great talking to you. We're going to talk a little bit more later around how people can support and get involved. And we're also going to talk to Dwayne, right? So Dwayne, overcome the challenge. I think on your website it says, courage starts with showing up and letting ourselves be seen. Absolutely. And we're going to hear Dwayne's story shortly. Thank you very much, Sean.
Pleasure. Thank you. Well, I guess
it would be nice. So this morning, Easter Sunday, we're covering quite a serious topic. We always talk about the Men Share Listening Group and the different events they have around the Suzie area. But today I'm delighted to be joined by Sean and also Dwayne. Dwayne, now you've been involved with Men Share Listening Group because you went through a little bit of a journey, had some challenges.
Yes, I did.
And then you know, went along to the group. It'd be good, you know, if you're willing to share with the listeners at home your situation, because I think it brings it to life. It's all very well us talking about the theory of these groups, but I mean, hearing from someone like yourself that's willing to share your story, can you start by saying the situation you were initially in and what it piqued was your interest with Men Share Listening Group?
Well, it was a little bit after what had initially happened, but I had a breakdown in a relationship and ended up homeless, at which point I then ended up in hospital for a couple of months with spinal injuries, and the hospital had overdosed me so much I then ended up on remand.
Wow.
Because of the medication I was hallucinating. And then obviously when I come out of remand, Sean reached out to me through the probation service, and I went along to it, and I slouched down as most men would do and think, okay, this is rubbish, men don't share. But by the time it got round the circle and it reached me, I was talking without even realising. Because you've heard everyone else and you've seen everything they're going through.
And it's interesting that switch, right? So beforehand, you're thinking, Sean reached out, yeah, you know, I'll give it a go, I'll come along. And you've got that sceptical kind of view in your mind. I think the first good thing is getting there, right? Quite often, some people don't make that choice and make other choices. Definitely good to give it a chance, and by being part of that circle, it changed your mind. How did that change? So listening to other people, hearing the stories,
because when which a lot of men do, I think Sean mentioned it earlier, they'll wait, they'll hold it in, and then they'll sit downstairs, they'll have a cry, or they'll get angry on their own. By seeing that other men are sharing and they're letting out their pain and their stories, their journey, it sort of makes you realise that you're not alone.
Yeah.
So you're like got other people there struggling and having issues as well. And seeing the support each one of them gives you, you sort of feel like it's a brotherhood.
And it's interesting because, you know, even though you have a set of problems at that time, in your head you think, oh, other people are more deserving of this, are more worthy of being listened to and helping. And I think, you know, it's a two-way street, right? Being part of the circle, not only are you helping others and sharing thoughts and perspective, but also receiving it back when it comes to your turn in sharing. And it's a choice, right? Some people decide to go to the group and don't really want to talk for various reasons, and that's okay too, right? Just by attending, as Sean was saying earlier.
Yeah, most men that attend that I've spoken to, a lot of them go there not to talk and they end up talking. It's because you realise that even though you've got one problem, somebody else has another problem, you're all feeling the same. You've all got the same thought processes and the same thinking. So in a way, you're all connecting with each other.
And just for the listeners at home, how many weeks did you go along for, and what sort of tangible things came about from those conversations?
I started in February last year. And now I'm still with them now over a year later. and it's put me in a position that I can help men, give back what's been given to me, mm-hmm. and I can help with other things with Sean as well, like looking at stepping up and trying to do bits in the community. So yeah, if I hadn't joined Men's Share, I don't know where I'd be right now.
Because otherwise, on your own, it can feel like a slippery slope. And sometimes our heads tell us stories as well.
But it does.
That aren't true.
Yeah, like even when you're made homeless and then you get put in a hostel or a room somewhere, you're on your own. There's no one with you. There's no support. They can put you anywhere in the country. And you're looking around and thinking, I've got no one. But being part of this, like I say, everyone there supports each other and everyone's there if they can be for each other.
No, very good. I really appreciate you sharing your story, Duane. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And of course, this is menshare listening group.co.uk. Do check out their website. They've got groups and events happening across the Sousey area, Crawley, Horsham, East Grinstead, Mersham. For anyone listening at home that's still thinking, is this tree hugging? Am I going to really, you know, what is this big group hug? Yeah. What would you say to them, those that are sceptical? And you were sceptical once too.
Yeah, so I was. I mean, I've had a bit of a checkered past, so I thought I'm this type of person and that, and I'm not going to share or open up. But seriously, by doing so, you feel so much freer. You feel a weight lifted off your head. It's just by letting it out, because you've said it out loud, you feel like a weight's been lifted. And the more you go and the more you do this, the weight gets less and less, and that's when you can start to make real change.
Thank you very much, Duane. And we're going to be talking to Sean before we get to midday as well. Some more Easter egg for you too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Duane. So we're back with Sean from Men's Share Listening Group. Fantastic to have you in today. Thanks very much. And a powerful story from Duane, bringing it to life, the difference you're making to the community and this group. What gave you this brilliant idea, by the way? Where did Men's Share Listening Group get born from?
Men's Share Listening Group was born, unfortunately, due to a couple of individuals in Crawley. One man was a very popular Crawley man who was well known as a musician, and to hear that you know he'd taken his life was an absolute shock. And I saw the ripples through the social media, and I just sat there and I just thought to myself, there's really nothing out there for the kind of older men. You know, my kind of skill sets and my training and things like that were from a charity called A Band of Brothers, which serve 18 to 25 year olds in Crawley, and they were amazing. You know, and we served some amazing men, and they still continue to do so. But I sat there and I just thought, there's nothing really out there for the 25 plus onwards. So I just sat there one day and I went, right, I'm going to set something up, like, what would I call it? So Men's Share Information, Men's Share was born.
What ways can people support Men's Share Listening Group?
Well, we are always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for leaders. You know, if you're, you know, a man who's sat there thinking, you know what, I'd love to, you know, help to run a circle, I'd love to mentor a man, you know, we will give you all the training, we will basically invest in you. We had a man a year ago who was on the edge of beach your head, and luckily he got the right phone call at the right time, and within that year we've invested into him, and he's now running one of my circles. 3 out of 4 men who die is from suicide.
Wow.
That's the stats. You know, men who are in financial difficulties are 10 times more likely to commit suicide. They are facts and figures from the NHS. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to this right now and you want to help to reduce that, possibly, like all men's groups in this country are trying to do so, then get in touch.
Just quickly, as a shout out to some of your team, you've got some amazing people that make a big difference in the community. Who would you, I mean, there's so many, but
yeah, absolutely. I mean, literally, there's the list is pretty endless, really. But there's three what we call health facilitators who do amazing work within our group, and that's Olive Branch Hypnotherapy, which is Mandy Smith. We've got Simon Drury, who's our business and life coach. Mm-hmm. And we have Christine Saunders, who's Into the Light. And these guys offer their free services to help the men find that path to being strong again. You know,
so these are specialists in their field.
Yes,
and on top of the circle listening groups and the leads and the volunteers. And, yep, of course, giving time is a fantastic way of supporting. But also on your website, menshare listening group.co.uk, you can also donate money to help this expand and, yeah, do more. I mean, you've got a brilliant mission statement there that every town and city needs a Menshare listening group like this.
Yes, definitely. And if you're listening in a town or a village or even a city and you would like to run your own community, and you have a venue, I mean, having free venues always helps,
yeah,
because it keeps the cost down. But if you've got a venue and you've got chairs and you've got an electrical point, and in your area you know that there's men struggling, then give us a call.
Let's give that number out one more time.
Yeah, it's 07508 336 995.
Do check out menshare listening group.co.uk. all the information is at susieradio.com as well. Check it out. There are events right the way across the Susie area. And, you know, hopefully you've enjoyed listening to this. Thank you very much, Sean and Dwayne, for coming in on your Easter Sunday and talking about quite a serious subject. Thank you very much. There's a place where